Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Welcome. Oh my God, I'm exhausted. I'm exhausted already.
I feel that for you, dude.
6:01 on Thursday morning, the ninth day of October 2025. So, not that this has anything to do with us, but my Mariners first. It was sports ridiculousness yesterday. My Mariners playoff game, they're doing great. You know, it's been a long time for the Mariners. 24 years
since
they've even been in the playoffs. We've never been to a World Series.
Really?
That's shocking.
I feel like I can say we. My mother went to the very first Mariner game ever in the old kingdom. I practically grew up in that building. I got stories on stories about all that stuff. Little Chet running around. And then in high school, every bunch of guys piling into the car, buying $2 tickets in the outfield, you know, because they were just trying to get people in the building because nobody wanted to go see the Mariners.
Yeah.
You know, and us telling, no, we're going to go have pizza. And then we drove down to Seattle, which was like 45 minutes away. You know, we're all piled into the car and we all go to a Mariner game. What'd you guys do? I told you, we had pizza.
At the kingdom.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? But like, yeah.
So and then, fun.
And then my uncle was like the head of the ushers at the, you know, of the customer, what they call now customer service or whatever. And I got busted one time. Yeah, I saw your kid. God, he's getting big. And my mom's like, what? You saw who? So, I mean, I've lived and died with this team my whole life.
Amazing.
And then, so that, okay. Then the Aces, also in complete control. I knew that Phoenix would make a run, but good God, then it comes down to tie game with, you know, 5 seconds left. The best player on the planet, period. Asia Wilson with a shot with 0.1. They put 0.3 back on the clock. Dawana Bonner of Phoenix gets a chance to catch and shoot, and I thought it was going in, and we were going to overtime, but it was not to be. Aces are up 3-0. Listen, I'm double booked because there's NASCAR on Sunday, and I'm supposed to be there too. I wouldn't hate winning a championship.
Come on, what would that be? The fourth ring?
The Aces haven't done that.
Yeah, Connecticut the first year, and New York the second, and so. I mean, my God, to be able to do that, it's pretty cool.
I hate
not being there for my NASCAR family, but
this is a big deal.
But so we'll find out tomorrow night, game number 4 in Phoenix. And I don't know, we may have taken their heart.
Let's go.
And by we, I mean them.
Yes.
The Aces.
Love that.
And then Golden Knights starts slow. The pregame show, awesome. You know, as usual. Then game comes, L.A., bang, goal, bang, goal. Then Pavel Dorofiev, hat trick. What the hell? Golden Knights are off and running. Kings come back late. I finally, as is my custom, fell asleep during a commercial break. And because I couldn't make it all the way to the end. My God. But yeah, Golden Knights lose to L.A. in a shootout 6-5. They'll go to San Jose.
Dang.
But I'm wiped out.
Yeah, I think the LA Kings heard you yesterday. I think they heard you say, you guys lost, you got nothing, the first game. And they were like, we got to come with a vengeance.
Do I wield that kind of hammer?
I mean, I look.
Don't underestimate yourself, Chet.
It's a lot of responsibility.
Yeah, I think you do.
I often, along with a lot of other people, totally underestimate myself.
Yeah,
if that's the case. Yes,
no, that's great,
sir.
And Chet,
you were saying,
Chet, and since we're talking about sports, I consider it a national holiday. I don't know about you guys, but the New York Yankees, yeah, because the New York Yankees have officially been eliminated, and they can no longer win a World Series. Those stinking Yankees are done.
Michaela, there is nothing like the hatred that exists for the Yankees. And what's fun is we have so many New York transplants in this town, and they're like, you right now.
Well,
I know you are.
I told you, I don't really like care either way, but for my birthday this year, I was at Body Heat Tanning doing something for KLUC. My dad pulls up with a birthday bag, gift bag, takes off my Yankees hat, puts on the Phillies hat.
Can we tell that little story just a little bit? Michaela has a Yankee. Is it red?
It's blue, navy blue.
It is blue? Mm-hmm. It's a Yankee. No, it's like a Yankee.
I do have a red one.
You have the red one.
Yeah, yeah. But I wear that blue one out.
I remember a red one.
Yeah.
Okay, but you were wearing the Yankee hat.
And I wear it all the time.
But the reason why is...
I had a friend, an ex that passed away, that loved the Yankees. So yes. That's the only tie. It's not like I'm not at my TV like, let's go Yankees.
Yeah, it's your buddy.
For my
buddy.
Yeah.
And
finally, my dad had enough.
But your dad's a Philly guy. Your dad's a Philly guy, and that ain't flying.
No, and he had had enough. He, with that little bow-legged man, walked up to that body heat tanning. He took that hat off my head. He put the Phillies hat on. He said, "Happy birthday, Meek." And he left.
To me, that sounds like a father that cares.
That's a good, yeah, that's good upbringing. That's strong upbringing. That's good, solid upbringing right there.
Yankees suck. Let's
the family that hates the Yankees together stays together.
Yes! Who needs therapy? Now,
and by the way, for all the Dodger fans, too, not everybody likes you either.
Yeah, it's
just
true.
Just so you know. Just so you know. Too funny.
Fun.
So, weird today. Story pops up today. I don't know where. First pick coming up in just a minute, brought to you by Northwest Career College. Choose your career path today. The pet sitter, what's really great is that the subject line is the punchline. And it says, how do I handle the pet sitter? Well, it appears that the pet sitter's already been handled.
Oh.
We'll get to that in a second.
Well.
But there's a story today, Rolling Stone, which... based on nothing, came out with their, it's their 250 greatest songs. I want to make sure I'm saying this right. The 250 greatest songs of the 21st century so far. So 2000 forward, right?
Mm-hmm.
Crazy in Love by Beyonce and Jay-Z, third.
Okay.
Seven Nation Army by the White Stripes.
Yeah.
That's fourth. A Taylor Swift song I've never heard in my life called All Too Well. Fifth.
Okay. I don't know if I have either.
Like weird.
They want Britney Spears. Intellectual.
Yeah, it's so interesting. Gasolina by Daddy Yankee.
Yeah. Hey.
Iconic. Gasolina. That was 14th. Bombs Over Baghdad by Outkast. Great song. 15th. I wouldn't even ask you to guess what number one was because I was like, huh?
Yeah, not with that list.
By the way, Maps by the Yeah Yeah Yeahs. It's just not my kind of music, so I don't. No clue. Mm-hmm. You can play it right now. I have no idea what that is.
Mm-hmm.
Number one. Missy Elliott.
Oh, yeah.
I guess.
Uh-huh. I mean,
yeah. Yeah.
I hear this.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Okay. Number one?
Yep.
Some noosh.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Song.
Enjoy.
Thank you.
Missy be putting it down.
Rolling Stone says that's the number one song of the 21st century.
I love it.
Yeah, 21st century. As the first quarter of the 21st century comes to a close, Rolling Stone came out with a list of the 250 best songs of the century so far. Also in the top 20, Snooze by SZA.
Oh, yeah.
Safira by Bad Bunny. God, it's so funny how wound up people are about Bad Bunny in the Super Bowl. I just don't... I know.
Don't get it. Stop.
Fine. I'll go to the bathroom. I don't care. I'll watch it.
I feel like they do that with every artist now, though, every year. They're like, oh, J-Lo, oh, Shakira showed too much, oh, blah. And it's just like, oh, my God, shut up.
Rihanna, she's pregnant. I don't even, who?
Uh-huh.
Don't say who.
What was that weird performance with The Weeknd? Like, just don't talk then. Just turn it off.
Yeah, it doesn't have to.
It's exhausting.
But some people do feel the need that they have to tell you. You know what I mean?
I know. It's just like, get a journal, you know?
That's social media for you.
Get a diary.
It just is. But yeah, it's an interesting list. And by the way, good on you, Rolling Stone, because here we are talking about
totally.
It. And that's the You know, and that's kind of the deal. Chet Buchanan Show brought to you by WSS. Look your best with 30% off select Adidas footwear. Just in time. Buy one, get one 50% off WSS athletic fleece, hoodies, and pants. Supposedly rain coming. Rain coming maybe later on this morning. Probably for sure this afternoon. Maybe into tomorrow also. And then by Saturday, Sunday's supposed to be okay. We'll see how it all plays out. But just ready yourself. And also get prepared for the first pick brought to you by Northwest Career College. Choose your career path today. How do I handle the pet sitter, says the email from my buddy Spencer. Not that one that used to work here. Another guy. Came home, found something interesting. And for me, it's one strike gone. Okay. For me, it's one strike gone. And to be honest with you, I've done this. And it still kind of affects me to this day. Ruined a friendship over it.
Oh.
Dang.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. And honestly, and I still, to this day, I wonder if I did the right thing, but I'm pretty sure I did the right thing.
I have to know.
Yeah. We'll get into it for Louis Tomlinson tickets right after
this. Chet Buchanan Show.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
Perfect. 702-364-9898. First pick right now. Long and the short of it, my buddy travels a lot, has a pet sitter, loves her. Loves her. 4 or 5 years, she's been coming to his house, staying with his dogs, big giant dogs.
Yeah.
He was opening the blinds and found a wrapper. You know,
mm-hmm.
A wrapper behind the couch. And he's like, I'm no prude. I'm happy that this is what's going on for her. Good for you. Don't at all like the idea of some dude in my house. And so he's curious as to what to do. Michaela, you said you had a similar story.
Well, similarly, a friend of mine was looking for a pet sitter. I recommended a friend who I've never used as a pet sitter, but I like her. And they had an interview. And then my friend that I recommended to called me and she said, can you not hear me?
No. Adrian coughed.
Oh,
sorry.
Sorry. I didn't know if my mic was turned off again.
No, and I was telling him it was fine.
So she called me afterwards. And she said, look, I wanted to hire her to watch my dogs. It's very difficult. But I went on her social media and she is kind of like, I didn't like her like risque-ness. And I was like, what are you talking about? She felt like she was a little, I don't know, like there sexually. And yeah. I was like, so you're not going to hire her?
And so that disqualifies her? Disqualifies her as your dog, yeah. Dog sitter?
And it did. And I was like, is that weird? And she was like, no, I don't know what she's doing. And I was like, well, she's just going to watch her dogs?
Dude, who's on the phone? Adrian, who's on the phone?
We got Trixie Davis.
And what were you going to say something? I'm sorry.
And that reason of what Michaela just said of her, the process of her friend and not wanting to hire this woman is why this whole situation is so damn triggering to me.
Why?
Because you're not wrong in being upset if you hire someone and they do that. But in life, I feel like, yo, if you give someone a string, they'll pull it if you do anything wrong. And if I was in this situation, I don't think that I would not give them another chance. I would say, hey, don't do this again. But I wouldn't fire them.
So there's your vote. There's the early vote for you'd give them one more chance.
Yeah.
My buddy who they found their
But then
their
I don't
rapper.
Fault you for being like, I can't, because I understand.
Here's the deal. I couldn't get it out of my head. So, hey, Trix, how are you?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm good.
We haven't talked to you in a hot minute. It's good to hear your voice.
I know. It's like that work from home life.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Man, that ruins it because people aren't in their car and they don't think of it. By the way, on your smart speaker in your house, you can just say, play 98.5 KLUC. And
let's
it's simple.
Go.
There you go. I mean, I know you're probably watching Fox 5 or whatever, which also good, but doesn't help us one bit. So, okay, in this situation, he's got the pet sitter. He loves the pet sitter. She's been amazing for like 5 years. He comes home, finds a wrapper behind the couch. You know which kind. Not Twinkies. Although that's funny, too. Finds Twinkie wrapper behind the couch and doesn't know. What would you do?
Well, I'm kind of with Adrian. I mean, 5 years, clearly you find a rapper now. She's done it before. I would just have a conversation with her and then make sure you watch your cameras to see who she's bringing in your house.
I would love to say that I would give you one more chance. I would love to say it.
Wow.
The problem is it's in the back of my head. I'm having trauma flashbacks from the situation. So we found, and I still to this day can't figure it out, and I thought maybe I was a little hasty. We found an unexplained syringe in our house.
Oh. Whoa.
Oh, no.
I know.
No.
I know. And it didn't make it, and it made zero sense. Mm-mm. Nobody, and I'm like, does somebody have diabetes? Does somebody have what? Like, what are we, what is this? Why is this? And it was in, we had a basket full of pet toys in the guest bathroom. And it was buried in the bottom.
No.
And I was like,
no. Yeah, that's different.
Yeah, that's
and
out
I was
for
like,
life.
And I was like, hold up. So did we give the dog medicine? What? Where did this come from? And nobody knew nothing. Nobody knew nothing.
This is your friend?
Yeah. We were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At first, I thought you were overreacting. Now, I feel like I'm overreacting.
Thank you for that, by the way. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Because for years I've wondered if I overreacted. I'll still see. We're still on social media. Like, we didn't block each other. I'm not that guy. But yeah, and every once in a while, I'm like, God, man. I always wonder if I did the right thing.
No, if my pet sitter was like having sex, I'd be like, can you just not do that at my house? But I would not let them go for it.
Or just let me meet this guy.
Or
Now you got to meet him if he's a sweetheart. That's
okay.
He's
in my house.
I want to know who's in my house.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's into my house, going through my wife's underwear drawer.
Mm-hmm. I understood his point of view, but you're getting a second chance. Syringes in my dog's bin.
Yeah, syringes.
And first the baby first the couch.
No.
First the couch, then next my bed. No.
Yeah, you did the right thing, Chet. You really did.
First the couch, next kitchen counter. No, thank you.
See, I applaud that behavior. It's the syringes I'm still upset about.
You applaud
my girls are doing their thing. Live it up.
I am protected. So,
And I just want to know who's in my house. I got to be honest with you.
Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's just a great way to start a day.
Good feeling stories of the day. By Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, Diamond Wedding Ring Store. Michael asked me to go on a double date on Friday. I can't, but I thought it was the sweetest thing.
Can't.
Aww.
Yeah, he just reached out. He was like, you want to go to Broad? What's happening at Smith Center? Broadway Smith Center, he said.
Well, they always got stuff going on. They always got shows.
Sure. I just wondered if it was.
I'm about to check right now.
FOMO.
I'm curious.
Yeah, I kind of want to know, but I kind of don't want to know because I can't go.
You don't want to do it to yourself.
I just thought it was the sweetest thing. You may not have heard, and if you're a person that doesn't watch the news and all this, it's a big deal. The White House announced yesterday Israel and Hamas have agreed to terms on the, quote, first phase of a big peace deal in Gaza. All the hostages come home. All the Israel pulls back. They get in humanitarian aid. They start rebuilding. You know, all of the things. Tuesday was the 2-year anniversary of the October 7th attacks, and so
yeah,
it's big.
Crazy. I hope that happens. I hope it's all seriously headed towards peace. I didn't get excited. Not excited wouldn't be the right. I didn't feel any relief.
No,
I just until it's like, you know, really set in stone because it's changed so much. It's sad.
Yeah, I hope everybody keeps their word and all that kind of stuff. And that's, by the way, it's not a political thing. It's just peace is always
it's a
good
human thing.
Just so you know. Also, Michaela.
Tell me.
Is today, 1 year ago today, I want to say it was today, the Tropicana implosion.
It was 1 year anniversary.
Michaela, I will never, when we are old and in wheelchairs and, you know, and all that kind of stuff, I will go, God, remember when we did the Tropicana implosion? Because it was so much fun.
Oh, it was so great. Yeah, that was really cool.
Employees at a Lowe's in Virginia are celebrating after they got their cat back this week.
Good.
Lowe's in Richmond, Virginia, basically had a house cat. Her name is Francine. The customers freaking love her. And it's just this cat that runs around through the store and they feed her in the break room and it's just become her home. She went missing last month and people noticed. Somebody even created a Where's Francine Instagram account that has over 36,000 followers.
Oh my God. Where's Francine?
Employees eventually found security. This is how serious it got. Check the cameras. They finally found security footage that shows Francine meow meowing into a delivery truck. What are you guys doing over here? Meow meow. You know, do you ever have cats, Michaela?
No, I wanted to, but I'm allergic.
Cats do this great where they just kind of wander into stuff. What's happening? They'll kind of go around and they'll kind of rub on stuff, just like, hey, what's going on?
Love it.
And they don't think too much of it. And she might have even curled up somewhere and gone to sleep. The long and the short of it is somebody shut the door to that delivery truck and she ended up in a distribution center, a Lowe's distribution center in North Carolina, about 85 miles away. It's a giant 1.4 million square foot building. So it took a while for them to catch her. And she was kind of like, she was even kind of like, well, this is my new home now. And corporate, because so many people had made such a big deal, even brought in thermal drones to track her down.
God, I love people.
The heat seeking, you know, like when you see it on the news, when the guy bails out of the car chase and they're chasing him with the FLIR.
Yeah, I love it.
In the end, they just set up some traps and they lured her in with some food. She's now back home at her rightful Lowe's in Richmond, Virginia.
Amen.
And she's fine. I don't have time for the dog story. Eeyore's gone viral. The short version of the story. Eeyore's a dog flagged down a cop in Florida to take him to an 86-year-old woman who'd fallen down. She was on a walk and she felt she just
amazing.
Lost her balance and fell off the trail. And Eeyore went and got a cop. Eeyore's not her dog. Just Eeyore.
Oh my God. Yeah. I love
Eeyore
dogs.
Eeyore just figured it out. And when you look at him, you go, that's a good boy.
Yeah.
He is. You just look at him. You know.
You do the dog voice. You have to.
He's a good boy.
Yeah.
You can just look at him. His name is Eeyore and he's a good boy.
Can't help it.
And then a pet monkey named Ava got loose in rural South Carolina last week. Two city officials managed to catch her because monkeys are freaking great.
I'm obsessed with monkeys.
Cigarettes. Was it cigarettes that they... No, it wasn't. But the town clerk and the local mayor in this small town in South Carolina found the monkey hanging off the back of a parked SUV and they had a cup of coffee with them. So they took the lid off the coffee and set it on the ground to see if she would go check it out. And she did because who can resist free coffee?
Naturally.
Not a monkey.
Mm-mm.
And I'm telling you, if they'd had
smoke cigarettes, a cup of coffee is light for them.
Oh yeah. If they'd had cigarettes on them, this would have gone. It would have been a lot quicker.
Took a little cash.
But they took the lid off the coffee, put it on the ground to see if the monkey would get curious. She was, and they got her.
Obsessed. Oh, I love those stupid monkeys.
She's back home with her. Everybody's back home safe, and that's your good feeling stories of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
The Champion Can Show.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
The morning show is better than coffee.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
Good feeling stories of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
Brought to you by Michael Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, Diamond and Wedding Ring Store. Michael asked me to go on a double date on Friday. I can't, but I thought it was the sweetest thing.
Can't.
Well, yeah, he just reached out. He was like, you want to go to Broad? What's happening at Smith Center? Broadway Smith Center, he said.
Well, they always got stuff going on. They always got shows.
Sure. I just wondered if it was me.
I'm about to check right now. FOMO. I'm curious.
Yeah, I kind of want to know, but I kind of don't want to know because I can't go.
You don't want to do it to yourself.
I just thought it was the sweetest thing. You may not have heard, and if you're a person that doesn't watch the news and all this, it's a big deal. The White House announced yesterday Israel and Hamas have agreed to terms on the, quote, first phase of a big peace deal in Gaza. All the hostages come home. All the Israel pulls back. They get in humanitarian aid. They start rebuilding, you know, all of the things. Tuesday was the 2-year anniversary of the October 7th attacks, and so
that's
big.
Crazy. I hope that happens. I hope it's all seriously headed towards peace. I didn't hope even get excited. Not excited would be the right. I didn't feel any relief.
No,
I just until it's like, you know, really set in stone because it's changed so much. It's sad.
Yeah, I hope everybody keeps their word and all that kind of stuff. And that's, by the way, it's not a political thing. It's just, peace is always
it's a
good
human thing.
Just so you know. Also, Michaela,
tell me,
is today 1 year ago today the Tropicana implosion?
It was 1 year anniversary.
Michaela, I will never, when we are old and in wheelchairs and, you know, and all that kind of stuff, I will go, God, remember when we did the Tropicana implosion?
Because
it was so much fun.
Oh, it was so great. Yeah, that was really cool.
Employees at a Lowe's in Virginia are celebrating after they got their cat back this week.
Good.
Lowe's in Richmond, Virginia, basically had a house cat. Her name is Francine. The customers freaking love her. And it's just this cat that runs around through the store and they feed her in the break room and it's just become her home. She went missing last month and people noticed. Somebody even created a Where's Francine Instagram account that has over 36,000 followers.
Oh my God. Where's Francine? Employees
eventually found security. Check the cameras. They finally found security footage that shows Francine meow meowing into a delivery truck. What are you guys doing over here? Meow meow. You know. Do you have cats? You ever have cats, Michaela?
No, I wanted to, but I'm allergic.
Cats do this great where they just kind of wander into stuff. What's happening? They'll kind of go around and they'll kind of rub on stuff, just like, hey, what's going on?
Love it.
And they don't think too much of it. And she might have even curled up somewhere and gone to sleep. The long and the short of it is somebody shut the door to that delivery truck. And she ended up in a distribution center, a Lowe's distribution center in North Carolina, about 85 miles away. It's a giant 1.4 million square foot building. So it took a while for them to catch her. And she was kind of like, she was even kind of like, well, this is my new home now. And corporate, because so many people had made such a big deal, even brought in thermal drones to track her down.
God, I love people.
The heat seeking, you know, like when you see it on the news, when the guy bails out of the car chase and they're chasing him with
over here.
The FLIR.
Yeah, I love it.
In the end, they just set up some traps and they lured her in with some food. She's now back home at her rightful Lowe's in Richmond, Virginia.
Amen.
And she's fine. I don't have time for the dog story. Eeyore's gone viral. The short version of the story. Eeyore's a dog flagged down a cop in Florida to take him to an 86-year-old woman who'd fallen down. She was on a walk and she felt she just lost her balance and fell off the trail. And Eeyore went and got a cop. Eeyore's not her dog. Just Eeyore.
Oh my God. Yeah. I love Eeyore dogs.
Eeyore just figured it out. And when you look at him, you go, that's a good boy. Yeah. He is. You just look at him. You know.
Do the dog voice. You have to.
He's a good boy.
Yeah.
He's a good boy. You can just look at him. His name is Eeyore and he's just a good boy.
Can't help it.
And then a pet monkey named Ava got loose in rural South Carolina last week. Two city officials managed to catch her. Because monkeys are freaking great.
I'm obsessed with monkeys.
Cigarettes. Was it cigarettes that they... No, it wasn't. But the town clerk and the local mayor in this small town in South Carolina found the monkey hanging off the back of a parked SUV. And they had a cup of coffee with them. So they took the lid off the coffee and set it on the ground to see if she would go check it out. And she did because... Who can resist free coffee?
Naturally.
Not a monkey.
Mm-mm.
And I'm telling you, if they'd had...
smoke cigarettes, a cup of coffee is light for them.
Oh, yeah. If they'd had cigarettes on them, this would have gone. It would have been a lot quicker.
Took a little cash.
But they took the lid off the coffee, put it on the ground to see if the monkey would get curious. She was. And they got her.
Obsessed. Oh, I love those stupid monkeys.
She's back home with her. Everybody's back home safe. And that's your good feeling stories of the day.
Ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Man, anybody else exhausted?
Exhausted.
Thursday, the 9th day of October, 2025. She's Michaela Gordon. He's Adrian Hernandez. Good Lord. Aces, that would have been enough. They're up 3-0 in the finals. Man, ooh, closing in. Closing in on the third ring in 4 years.
Ooh. You know what that means, right, Chet? Dynasty. Dynasty.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Only the second or third in WNBA history behind Houston, and I don't know anyone else.
Yeah, Houston got four rings. I want to say they won the first four championships. Yep. God, I'd have to look that up. Did Sparks get three?
I feel like they've won multiple, but not in this quick of a 3 and 4 years like the Aces are about
to. Who has won the most WNBA championships? Well, as a person, okay, who's got most championships in women's basketball? UConn. Okay, not that.
Oh, they went college. And Asia Wilson. There's the game just a bunch of crazy.
All, there's a bunch of all crazy stuff. Yeah, and Asia Wilson, best player on the planet, period.
Incredible.
That's how I introduce her, by the way. That's all I say.
Yeah. Here,
I could go.
That's all you there's need a to million, say.
And they let me, yeah, and they let me do whatever I... And it would be easy to go 4-time MVP, defensive player of the year, blah, blah, da, 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 da. No, best player on the planet, period.
Yeah, she really is. My God.
And
good for Vegas.
And again, last night, what are you going to do? What are you going to do when it's clutch? You know, mm-hmm. give it to your superstar. Now Phoenix, hell of an effort. Game number four tomorrow night. I don't think they're going to go quietly, but I'm torn. Here's the deal. I'm double booked on Sunday. I got NASCAR and I got Aces. If I'm contractually obligated to the Aces, and I would choose, you know, and obviously a chance to win a ring on Sunday if they don't get it done on Friday. You know, that'd be pretty cool. But if they sweep, then basically best of both worlds.
Absolutely.
Then we get ready for a parade, whenever that's going to be. And then, you know, we're not losing four straight to this team. It's just not happening. It's just not.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
Mm-hmm.
So get ready, Vegas. VGK, cool drone show for opening night. You know, it's what we've come to expect. Then plenty of fireworks on the ice. 6-5 in a shootout. They lose it to the Kings. What? What?
It's all right. It's the first game. Who cares?
Boo.
Yeah, right. There's 81 more.
Big whoop.
You,
yeah.
You know what I mean? You're right. Big whoop. Pavel Dorofeev with the hat trick. Good. Back at it. There's, by the way, hockey is hot and heavy all the way through February because they're taking an Olympic break in February this year. Mm-hmm. So they're cramming like the first half of the season over these first couple of months. It's literally like hockey every day.
Yeah.
In fact, there were people going, what do you mean there's no games on Friday? In the whole league, there's no games on Friday. And there's people going, what the hell is that?
Yeah.
Got to cram it in. What are you taking days off in the first week?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, Friday's a good day to go.
San Jose tonight, Seattle on Saturday for VGK.
But we're off and running with that.
Dude, here we are. on the horizon, UNLV football 5-0 for the first time since 1974. They weren't a Division I school yet in 1974. So they were beaten up on Bishop Gorman's JV and, you know,
insane
Laughlin Community College. You know what I mean? It was like 5-0 for the first time since 1974. They'll play Air Force on Saturday at Allegiant. We should all go because they should win that too. Should go 6-0. Should soon be ranked. Should. Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
All of that. You hear the music in the background. Yesterday, Abby Abelard of Mountain's Edge became our 28th five-time champion?
27th.
27th. Like I said, our 27th. Five, like Adrian was saying, 20. Exactly. Michaela, you said that.
Yeah. Our let the no shenanigan man say it.
Our 27th five-time champion. So we need two brand new contestants on today's Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. We've got tickets for Chance the Rapper at the Blue Live Theater at Fontainebleau, Las Vegas. Not this weekend, but next. In my head, it's already the 18th, but it's not.
Yeah.
Thank you to our friends at Live Nation. Why don't you be caller 24 or 25 at 702-364-9898. And we'll play Michaela's Hometown Throwdown for the Chance the Rapper tickets next. Because Michaela said so.
Yeah.
That's a true story. By the way, to answer the earlier question, Houston has four WNBA championships. So do Minnesota and Seattle. The old Detroit Shock, which are coming back. I don't know if they're going to call them that, but they should.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Detroit, LA, and Phoenix all have three championships also, and the Aces have two. So, yeah, entering the conversation. Because when you win three in 4 years, that's pretty good. Houston won the first four of them. Minnesota won three. 11, 13, and 15. So they had the 3 and 5 years.
That's dynasty too.
And so. 17. Minnesota Lynx is a dynasty. The Seattle's are spread out. So I don't think I'd call them that. Detroit's were pretty close together. So yes, the conversation. Aces, dynasty, yes.
Yes.
All straight.
And greatest player of all time, Asia Wilson. I'll give her that. I'll give her that right now. Becky Hammond don't like me saying that out loud, but I'm going to.
Ordinary people, extraordinary lives. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
All right, let's get after it with two brand new competitors, two contestants, if you will, or two challengers, if you might, on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Adrian, who is contestant number one?
We got Katie Slater representing Spring Valley.
What is it? Hold on. Is this Mrs. Fish?
Yes.
What the hell, dude? Woo! How are you?
Good. How are you?
Where have you been? I thought you guys left us forever.
Yeah, we can't ever get through.
No, we can't ever get through.
That's crazy.
Everybody says that, but okay.
It's got to be true.
Phone line's been going crazy, Chad. Uh-huh.
I'll believe it. I don't know. The ratings are in the dumper, though, so I don't even know what that's all about. What up? Hey, what up, Fishy?
What's up, Chet?
My buddy Brooks. God dang it. This did my heart good. Now, who's our other contestant?
That'll be Rich Salvati, who we're going with downtown Las Vegas, but Chet, I have a question. By the Sphere, does that classify as downtown Las Vegas in that area?
Michaela's shaking her head.
Yeah, I don't think so. The Sphere?
Okay.
In between the Sphere and Meadow, what mall is that?
Is the Sphere potentially now the landmark of our city? You know what I mean? It was the Wheel, it was Stratosphere, it was Fremont, but it was all the,
I feel like it's Sphere, closer to the Venetian than it is.
Sure.
Fontainebleau, like blue, and I would think that like Fontainebleau would be like the cutoff of downtown.
Oh, wow. I love this conversation. You know I love this stuff. I would just call it the Sphere. Can we add a new neighborhood in?
Love it, yeah.
Representing the Sphere.
Is the Sphere worthy of its own? I think so. Dude, are you one of those people that the Sphere is so loud that it makes you crazy, Rich?
I mean, a little bit. It's super bright living right next to it.
Yeah, I bet.
It's bright.
It's the black curtains.
If anybody remembers the old Kenny Rogers Roasters episode of Seinfeld where Kramer's like, the light, and the chicken's great, but the light makes him crazy.
Yeah.
And just know, Rich, that even though we do love Katie, and by extension, her husband, we will play, this game will be played absolutely fair. There will be no favoritism. In fact, we'll probably go out of our way to be even more fair to you so it doesn't look like we're dirty, dirty cheaters.
Yeah.
So,
works for me.
Okay. So just know this is all above board. Everybody, buzz in with your name. Do it nice and loud so that there's no question. But don't blurt out the answer until we call on you, because you may think you got in first. You just didn't hear the other person, and you don't want to give them the answer if they don't have it. First 1-3 wins the game. I'll just ask Katie, because we had her on the air first. Why do we call our quizmaster the commissioner?
Of course.
She's the boss.
Yeah, she's the boss.
Because her last name is Gordon. She's Commissioner Gordon.
Of course.
But she is the boss. We all know.
I'm going to put that in my Instagram bio.
We all know who's running the show around here.
No way.
And I wouldn't have it any other way, to be honest with you. The one, the only, the commissioner, Michaela Gordon.
This much-anticipated album just released and has dethroned Adele's album 25 for the biggest opening week.
Katie, to take the early lead.
Conventions of a Showgirl, Taylor Swift.
I want the album title and everything.
But I love that he gave it to her.
He's whispering the in best. The not even whispering.
He whispered into the phone.
Uh-huh.
To first.
You're getting double teamed, Rich, just so you know.
Yeah.
Good.
You're getting double teamed. Katie won. Well, and really, Fish won. Rich, nothing.
Yeah. Missy Elliott, Carol G, and Madison Beer are all preparing to perform at this iconic fashion show that once featured Tyra Banks, Heidi Klum.
Katie.
Fish, but Katie.
Yeah.
New York Fashion Week.
Is it New York Fashion Week? Ha! Ah, crap!
No.
You suck, Fish. How often do you get to say that? You got to take the advantage.
Yeah,
you can't. How often do you get to yell out on the radio, you suck, Fish? You never get to. Rich, do you know the answer?
I've got no clue. I have no clue about that fashion stuff.
I'm with you, brother.
No.
I would love to get, usually I get them, but
I know,
not
I'm surprised. Victoria Secret's fashion show.
Oh, God.
I know. Makes sense now.
Oh, everybody hang up the phone. We all suck. You suck, Fish. I suck too. Rich, you're okay. You didn't know.
You didn't know.
All right. All right. One tip, Katie.
This country icon made a video to assure all of her fans she is in fact not dead yesterday after her sister asked for thoughts and prayers. What's this country artist's name?
Oh, Rich.
Rich, to tie it.
Dolly Parton?
Is it Dolly Parton? We are tied.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
There was a very legendary birthday celebrated yesterday at the Pinky Ring for this legend known for songs like Treasure.
Katie?
Bruno Mars.
Was it Bruno Mars?
Yesterday.
Why did I work yesterday?
I don't know.
You know that's a holiday for me. I love Bruno Mars.
I know. The best.
I want to... man.
Her saying legend, although he may be a legend, it just made me think older. It's like, oh, snap. Oh. I guess he's in that category.
Well,
he is. He's also, like, not 20 anymore.
True. But it just made me think older.
Yeah.
It's Bruno Mars.
Star.
Bruno
he just turned 40. It was his 40th birthday.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's just 40. Oh, did you say that out loud,
no.
Michaela?
Sorry. Uh-uh. Okay, no, I didn't.
Then. Yeah, he's 40. So, well.
Yeah, legend.
All right. Katie 2, a rich one.
What team did the Aces defeat last night?
Rich to tie.
Mercury.
Yeah, Phoenix Mercury. Three zip Aces and 2-2 in Michaela's hometown throwdown.
The Golden Knights are also back, but who did they lose against last night?
Katie for the win.
Oh, I beat her.
The Kings.
Who was it?
The Kings.
Was it the dirty, cheating, disgusting, gross LA Kings?
Hey.
Game over, new champion. New champion.
Way to go, Katie. Go. Good job, Rich.
Yeah, you know what, Rich? You're beyond awesome. You really are, Rich. You're a good dude. You need to call in again.
I will.
Okay. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you, brother. There goes Rich Salvati from the Sphere, neighborhood. Katie Slater with Brooks the Fish riding shotgun. Spring Valley gets on the board again. That is their sixth win overall. That puts them into a tie for ninth place with Cadence, Eastside, and Enterprise. And Mr. and Mrs. Fish are going to Chance the Rapper because Michaela Woo-hoo! Said so. Yay! Nice job. What do you guys want to play for tomorrow? You want to play for Louis Tomlinson, Age of Chivalry Renaissance Festival, or Nikki Glaser and David Spade?
Yeah, Nikki Glaser and David Spade. Yeah.
Done. So we'll do that for Friday. As Katie Slater comes back to defend her newly won title on Michaela's hometown throwdown. Yeah, I don't know about you, Michaela. I've gotten half dozen people also going, yeah, we call every day. Can't get through.
I'm telling you, Judah, when I see people at movies on the square, they're like, love you. And we try to call, but we can't get through. And I'm like, no, we're busy.
I blame the janky phone system that they replaced our old one with.
Yeah,
I do. And janky's probably not appropriate. It's just I call it, just so you know, secretly, I call it the Gen Z phone system because it gets easily overwhelmed.
Yeah.
So that's, I call it that. 177 second survey coming up in just moments for, see if you can get through for that. Four tickets for Age of Chivalry Renaissance Festival. Saturday and Sunday should be fantastic. Don't let the, it's going to rain. You know how that always happens here anyway. Mm-hmm. Stuff tries to get in the valley and then it never makes it. It just doesn't.
Yeah.
When my wife and I went down to Bullhead City to go buy Powerball tickets, we went down to the Terribles down there.
Mm-hmm.
I got a front row seat, and I hadn't been to Laughlin and Bullhead in 15 years, at least.
Same.
Wow. Hadn't been down there in forever. So it was cool to go down and just kind of check it out. It's funky. I like little towns.
Mm-hmm.
But we got a front row seat to watch, like, the weather comes whooshing into Bullhead and Laughlin, and we're like, we got to get out of here. And so we're like racing the weather back to Vegas. And so it's like all coming. Yeah. And it just kind of built up against the edge of the valley and just kind of dumped right there.
Mm-hmm.
And then we didn't get anything. We were like, Henderson's going to get drilled. And then we're going to get nothing.
Nothing.
We got nothing. So who knows what's going to happen today, but they're saying maybe. And then tonight into tomorrow morning is when it's supposed to be like the big. But who knows? So four tickets for you. And again, Saturday and Sunday are going to be amazing. Four tickets for the Age of Chivalry Renaissance Festival with the 177 second survey coming up. Do you believe this? Somebody just did the study in the survey of best and worst drivers. Would you say that we would be in the top 10, the top 25, the top 50, or are you kidding me? We are nowhere on this list of the best drivers.
I would say top 10.
Really?
Wait,
you think we have good?
Wait, no, worst. Top 10 worst drivers.
No, this was of the best drivers. This is the best drivers. Top 10, top 25, top 50, or what are you, nuts?
I'd say we're middle of the pack.
I'd say top 50.
23.
Okay.
I was shocked. 23. But I will tell you this. We have a lot of different driving styles here. And so it's a little funky.
Yeah, we also have construction everywhere.
And I know that a lot of cities deal with that, but we deal with it. We deal with it more, I feel like. We got it on the roads. We got it on the highways constantly. So we go through a lot to prepare us to be good drivers.
Yeah, I literally ran over a cone a couple of months ago, and I was like, great, sorry.
Yeah, Adrian, you travel a lot. I travel quite a bit. Michaela, you get around. I will say that I'm probably the most comfortable here. And I know you'll be like, what are you talking about? At least we try to get where we're going, which is a nice way of saying we drive fast. But I'm appreciative of that. I go other places and I'm like, what's wrong with these people? Oh, they're going the speed limit.
Yeah. I will say I learned how to drive here. So I feel like I know the roads. I love them. I love Vegas.
Yeah.
I drove more in LA through like the hills, those little skinny roads. So when I came back to Vegas, I was like, oh, I'm so good. I can do anything.
Until you met that cone.
I met that cone, and the cone came for me. And I came back. I came back. So
that's right.
Watch yourself.
Came back strong. Yeah,
it's like Las Vegas is waking up with the Chet Buchanan Show. Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, Adrian, who's taking the... Just taking the 177-second survey.
That'll be Misty Cho from Spring Valley.
First question, somebody actually said, hey, how come you never just say, yo, Adrian? Which,
because I refuse to watch the Rocky movies because I've
true?
Already yelled that. No, I've never watched them. Nope, I won't. I won't.
Oh, my God. Because I hear that. You know what's so funny, though? My dad, who's Rocky, like, he's watched the movies, but he has a similar feeling. He's like, because people are always like, oh, Rocky from Philadelphia. And my dad's like, okay. Get over it.
Yeah.
No. To me, Rocky is Dwayne Johnson, The Rock. That's Rocky.
That's all to you.
So,
I have no desire to watch Weird Science because of Chet, the brother. It's an old movie. It's
an 80s
movie.
Yeah.
But yeah, Chet, you mean like Weird Science? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you feel the same way about the Minions?
What? Why?
The last movie, the villain was named Chet.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, yeah. Hey, look at that.
No, I'm just not six. Although, no, I love the Minions. I just don't. It's not my thing. I'm sure I would love those movies. What's the movies? Despicable Me?
Despicable Me, the Minions.
Despicable Me 2. Oh, they got a Minions movie?
Yeah, Minions have their own subsection.
Man, I'm slow. Misty,
it's a whole different culture.
Misty, have you seen all the Minions movies?
I've seen the Minions movies, but not Rocky's.
Take that!
How about Weird Science? How about Weird Science? You watch Weird Science?
It sounds familiar.
It's funny.
That's okay. Hey. I never have either, but people say that Lisa looks like the girl from Weird Science. So I Googled it one time, and I was like, oh, I see that. Still didn't watch the movie.
Yes. I get that. It's the eyes.
I don't know. A lot of people have said it, so I'm like, okay.
Hey, Misty, have you ever worked retail?
No.
Over a third of Americans have at some point in their life worked retail. The question was, sub-question, I guess, follow-up question. Does fast food worker count as retail? Misty.
No.
Michaela, does fast food count as retail?
No.
It's its own
industry.
Its own
absolutely.
Category.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Michaela, have you ever worked retail?
No.
Adrian, have you ever worked retail?
Yes.
What'd you do? What was
it? Foot Locker, Champs, Lids.
Oh, that's right.
I see that. I bet you'd be good at that.
I was all right.
Because you got a little passion for it.
I was okay.
Yeah, you're not going to. Yeah, you would not want to put up with stupid people, though.
Never. Yeah, I would never put shoes on people.
Yeah, I
which
see.
Oh, you got, you're supposed to.
Oh, yeah.
Nope. There you go, sir.
I
pull. I pull out the. What is it? I should know. I work there.
I don't.
To measure your feet. That's the farthest.
Oh, yeah. That silver
thing.
Mm-hmm.
What is that thing called? Misty, what's that thing called that you measure your foot? The foot measurer.
A foot measurer.
She's like, duh.
It's that thing you call that you measure your foot. It is called a Brannock device. That would have taken. Nobody knows that. Nobody calls it that. Everybody always just calls it what Misty said, the foot measurer. Okay, now separate category. Misty, have you ever worked fast food?
Food service, yes, but not fast food. More fine dining.
Michaela, fast food?
Not fast food, but I was a waitress.
Adrian, fast food?
For 2 weeks.
Which one?
A Pizza Hut.
I was a shift manager at 16 years old of a McDonald's.
Nice.
The McDonald's in Monroe. I got hired away from, I was doing concessions at the fairgrounds. Yeah. No, it was a big deal. They hired me away. It's awesome.
Wait, I don't understand. Hired away.
No, they came and they said, hey, kid, we like you. Why don't you come and work for us?
Oh.
Why don't you ditch these suckers and come and work for us?
Yeah, leave the cotton candy alone. Come sell some apples.
Immediately regretted it.
Congratulations.
Immediately regretted it. Went back. Oh, not that the McDonald's was a bad job. I just felt bad because then I didn't realize what a, you know, like it wasn't cool. And my mom told me I should do it. And then I felt bad. All my friends were like, yeah, you bailed on it. And so then I went back and then truly... not long after that, I met the guys from the radio station there. And then not long after that, I locked it in. And then that's how this happened.
Wild.
From all of that back in the day. That was, that went by quick. Misty, you've got four, count them, four Age of Chivalry Renaissance Festival tickets for Sunset Park this weekend. Have a great time.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
806. How did it get to be 806 already? This day's fun. I don't know about you guys. I'm having a blast. It's almost Friday.
Likewise, baby.
We're ready, baby.
I have come out of earlier this morning. The coffee's kicked in, but like I was exhausted just from. I mean, last night Aces game down to the wire. Night's game shootout. Night's game goes late. Night, all of the things.
Everything.
And then now I'm kind of in that. Now I'm kind of in that where I've had the adrenaline dump. You know, where you kind of get that, get the endorphins flowing after you've had the big time adrenaline dump.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of how I feel right now.
Chilling.
She's Michaela Gordon. He is Adrian Hernandez. I can't wait. We're going to... Tomorrow... Michaela's mad at her wife, Lisa.
Yep.
We could just...
Yep.
No, I'm going to wait. It'll hold till tomorrow?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it will.
I already teased.
Because I'll still be mad tomorrow.
That a girl.
Yeah, stay petty.
Yeah, I will. I'm going to hold it.
She said, yeah.
I feel like we should have hats. Next Monday, honestly.
Telling you, man.
Stay petty merch? Is that what you were thinking, Chet?
I got to start. You know what I need? I need a t-shirt press. I've got to imagine somebody could teach me how to do that. I need a t-shirt press. Because so often I go, I have an idea. You should put that on a t-shirt. And I'd buy the good ones. I'd get the soft ones that you'd actually wear.
Yeah.
That make you look good.
Mm-hmm.
I would do that and then put aside, stay petty, Chet Buchanan Show. Oh, we got to do it.
Love that. I will say, I don't think it's petty. I think it's totally validated my reasoning.
I am sure you're right.
Thank you.
But the fact that you're going to carry it over for a second day might be a little petty.
Also,
I'm just saying, you're my friend. I can say that.
Okay, fine.
Just I actually love it when you say stuff like that to me, where you're like, you're being petty. I'm like, that's a friend. That's somebody.
Yeah, your friend's
She really
tell
does
you.
Love me. All right. Well, relationship, we'll get to that tomorrow. I wish we could do it today, but we'll get to it tomorrow.
Yeah.
Can you keep me anonymous, they ask, on the relationship rehab email. And by the way, much love to everybody. I don't know what's going on, whether you guys have just all of a sudden now you've become more comfortable with hitting us up or whether there's just so much drama in the kingdom. so much drama in the LBC.
Hey, I
kind of hard being Snoop D-O-double-G.
My head literally went there, and then you sang it.
I have a stack. I've probably got a dozen. You know, some don't make the cut. Some just don't make the cut because they're not that interesting. Mm-hmm. But we know high quality relationship rehabs over these next couple of weeks. Kids.
Let's go.
Can you keep me anonymous? She says, I need some advice because I'm completely torn. My best friend and I have been close for over 10 years. We're basically like sisters. The problem is her husband hit on me. I'm single, so I don't know if he thought it was okay or what. Happened a couple of weeks ago to get together. Everybody had a few drinks. You knew that was coming. You knew.
Mm-hmm.
So he had a little liquid courage, a little not thinking straight, you know, a little, I'm a sexy beast. Everybody had a few drinks. She stepped out to take a call. He got a little too flirty. At first, I thought I was imagining it. But then he straight up told me that he, and I quote, always thought I was gorgeous and wonders what would have happened if he met me first. Now, I always love that when a guy... Did you just throw up in your mouth a little bit, Michaela?
Yeah, I did. Did you see that big gulp?
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. The look. That's a look I'm not sure I've seen a whole lot out of you.
I know.
In the last couple of years.
It's true.
She went to, the best way I could describe it, she went to murder face.
I literally did.
It was murder. And then there was literally, her face changed color for a second.
Uh-huh.
And there was kind of a...
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
I always love when guys say stupid stuff like that. I'm sure I'm as guilty as anybody. I hope not, but I'm sure I am. Because you're so sure that this would go in your favor. You know what I mean? I wonder what would have happened if I met you first.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, well...
Oh, you get it.
Like you're so awesome. How could she possibly resist all this?
I know. It's, you know, so annoying.
I shut it down immediately, told him that was way out of line.
That's my girl.
And left. Now I feel sick about it. I haven't told my friend because I know it'll crush her and possibly end her marriage, and maybe even end our friendship. I also feel guilty keeping this a secret. Every time I see her, I feel like I'm lying. I don't want her to accuse me of anything should this come up for any reason in the future. So what do I do? Do I tell her the truth and risk blowing everything up, or just stay quiet and hope he learned his lesson? 702-364-9898. Nikki Glaser and David Spade will be at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace on Friday, January 16th. Tickets go on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m. Thanks to our buddies at Live Nation. You can have tickets before you can buy them right now. Again, the number 702-364-9898. Does she tell the truth that her best friend's husband, yeah, you hit on her. We can agree on that. Do you blow it all up or do you stay quiet? I super love these relationship rehabs because we're all going to judge each other based on our answers.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
I laugh all the way to work.
Whenever I'm in the car, I'm just laughing the whole time.
98.5 KLUC.
Because there's a part of it that sucks because you could be perceived as being a not good person based on the answer with this. Adrian, where are we starting?
We'll start with Marissa Niles.
So Marissa, long and the short of it, a couple of weeks ago to get together, everybody had a few drinks. Her best friend stepped out to take a call. They've been best friends for over a decade, long time. Homeboy got a little fruity and decided to, you know, hey, well, I can only imagine what would happen if I met you first. I was, you know, I always thought you were gorgeous. And it's just yuck. Yuck.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It is.
Yuck.
Exhausting. Yeah.
Yuck.
Yeah.
Okay, so can we all stipulate yuck?
Yeah.
Yes.
Adrian,
sure.
Yuck?
Yuck.
Oh, okay. I was waiting. There was just a chance because you paused. There was just a chance that you go, no, nah, man, shoot your shot. I was like, okay, well, that's also a way to go about it. So she wants to know, should she tell her friend? She believes it would crush her, end her marriage, maybe end their friendship. She feels guilty. So, Marissa, what do you do?
I mean... They've been friends for a decade. Is this the first time? Like, I have a lot of questions, but, like, usually...
I'm going to say first time. She would have mentioned it.
Yeah.
She would have, that's one of those, she would have mentioned it if it was not the first time.
Yeah. So maybe, I mean, maybe they have something going on where he's, like, venturing out. I personally would stay quiet. I think that he's going to, if he's a dirtbag like that, it's going to happen, and she's going to find out, and... I mean, as long as you set boundaries, like, I'd be like this is never going to happen again. But I think as far as the friendship and relationship, like, it sounds like he's yuck, and he'll probably do it again. And just as long as it's not, you know, and then you can be there to support her. I don't think you need to blow it up.
Yeah.
I know it sounds terrible, but.
Well, I think there's a lot of people, Marissa, that was, and by the way, they're all lined up. Daniel, in fact, put Marissa on hold. Have fun at Nikki Glaser and David Spade. Fingers crossed that we get a David Spade call. Although I'd love to talk to Nikki Glaser too,
but yeah.
Spade's a blast. Spade's just fun. He's just a funny guy, period. And I really want to tell him how much that I loved his show. What was it called? Last Call or whatever the hell it was. That show that he had on Comedy Central every night, and then the pandemic killed it.
Oh, yeah,
and I've
that's
been waiting.
Right.
I loved that show. So, Danielle, you're on the other side of this, right?
I'm here.
Yeah, you're on the teller side of this, right?
Yes. I say you tell for the same reason, because he probably will do something like that again later down the road.
But then you're the one to potentially not only blow up the relationship, but your friendship, and you're willing to do that.
I feel like I would feel guilty if I didn't, and the relationship sounds like it might be ending anyways at some point.
Oh man,
this is so hard.
I'm a, you know, generally, here's what's really funny. Is generally I'm a shut up. There's no reason. You know, the why don't start no stuff won't be no stuff. Dude, you know, dude shot his shot. He's an idiot. You know he's an idiot. Stay away from him. Why, you know, why? Like, is, what do I always say, Michaela? Is the juice worth the squeeze?
Yeah.
And I wonder if the juice is. Go ahead, Danielle.
What if she finds out and then she knows that? You knew that the whole time.
All of the things. All of the... This is exactly... Thank you. Because
mm-hmm.
That's how I get it. But man, I'm... Here's the thing. So then I put myself in the real life situation with my wife. And what if one of her friends drove hard to the hoop? Then do I tell Amy? Of course I tell Amy. It sucks. But do I tell her? I can't imagine the situation.
But yeah, but I think it's different because you're telling, man. Amy, your wife, and she's going to believe you and listen and be loyal to you. Like, I think as a best friend, if you're telling your best friend that her man is hitting on you, you really do run the risk of losing the friendship. But I'll tell you this. I would tell my best friend And I would be prepared to lose the relationship because one thing about who I am anyway, I really can't keep my mouth shut that long. Like, I know that I would look at him with like daggers. I'd be so mad at him when I saw him. You would see it on my face.
That's true. And you wouldn't be able to hide it.
Never. And I'd be disgusted by him. Even if he was like trying to be nice to her, I'd be mad. But also, I don't want my homegirl looking dumb. And if she were to find out or something were to happen, I'm not letting her go out like that. I would rather her be like, I'm mad at you and I don't want to be your friend anymore. And I'd be like, all right, sorry and love you. Call me if you ever want to. And maybe she never would. And maybe she would still stay with her man. But
you cleared your conscience.
Yeah. Sorry. And I didn't let my friend go out like that.
I'm laughing.
I'm mad at this girl.
I'm laughing because I'm like, well, thank God that'll never happen to me. It just won't. I'm fully aware of who I am and what I am. And I thank God that I'll never be in that position.
Yeah.
So now I'm trying to think if some dude was driving hard to the hoop, I'm trying to think of just one of our guys, one of the guys in our circle. Then was driving hard to the hoop on Amy, but he was drunk and just talking mess. I'm trying to think how I'd feel if somebody came and said something to me about it.
What if it made Amy uncomfortable?
I think it's different for guys. If it made her, well.
Different in what way? I'm sorry, because she just asked you a question.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Wait, what was your question? Okay.
No, I'm saying because you said you said, hey, I think it's different for guys.
I think guys go, look, I know how my friend's an idiot and, you know, don't do that. I think we handle it different. I just do. I don't know. Man, this sucks. I didn't realize this was going to be so hard. I didn't know this was going to be, honest to God, I was just like, okay, good. We'll let everybody else fight about it.
And when you say different, like we handle it, to me, I go, yeah, because we're more violent. Like I might beat up.
Hey!
That's what I think.
Yeah. Because I'd be like, come on, man, you're out of line. Knock it off. And then go from there. Because I think most guys would be like, you're right, bro. Sorry.
Yeah, but no. But as a friend, no. Hell no. You should know better. Don't do that. You're talking to my queen? Nah, you got to get your ass beat for that. Chet, if I did that to Amy, you would just be like, hey, dude, don't do that? I don't think so. I think you'd be very, very upset. As you should be.
This is going to come up.
Honestly,
this is going to go. Yeah, but I'm.
And to your point too, because I'm on Danielle's side with telling her, like, I can't control someone's reaction, but I need to clear my conscience and be like, hey, this is what happened. And as a friend, I'm telling you to watch out because if he's doing it to someone so close, who's he doing it to? The stranger that he finds attractive?
And if they're, see, this is the problem with me on stuff like this, because I'm evaluating every angle. You know what I mean? Like what could go wrong? This is a big moment. It's a big moment. You could blow the whole thing up.
Yeah.
And what if you blow it up? And it was, you know, but if you're just from the angle of the friend being mad at you, then you were never that good of friends anyway.
Yeah. Period. Yeah. And I will say, flipped it. If my best friend came to me and said that Lisa, my wife, was hitting on her, I'd leave Lisa. Bye.
Yeah. And Adrian, you're right. G2G. And you're right. I'd be furious. Adrian, you're 1,000%. Both of you are right. Both of you are.
And Michaela, you'd leave. Honestly, you leave the marriage. I'm sorry. Because I'm not.
Yeah, sorry.
I'm in shock.
Just, yeah, you're both right. Great.
Hell yeah, I'd leave Lisa.
Now, like, you guys are married. This has been years of relationship building.
Yes.
And you'd walk out.
Yes, okay.
Yeah, if she was out making a move.
And see, this is where I'm weird because we've talked about subjects like this.
Mm-mm.
Like, there are strong-willed people that do walk out, but I think a majority of people will say it and not do it.
Well, I'm the strong-willed. Bye, Lisa. But also, I love you. Didn't do anything. My little... Love you, Lisa.
Yeah, you know
it's
why?
Just a fake, it's a fake thing.
This is the, you know why this is super hard for me too? Because this is, it's foreign. I mean, I'm literally standing on the outside looking in. And my core principle, I know it doesn't seem like that because I run my mouth a lot, but I really am a shut up. Why? But but
sometimes you got to run it.
Can we get Andrew really quick, just because he's been on hold long enough, and then we'll wrap this up.
There he is, Andrew.
Here's the thing. First of all, I cannot wait for Michaela to disclose this information tomorrow, so I'll be hanging tight for 24 hours.
You're a good man. You're a good man. Yeah,
let's go, Andrew.
And by the way, we told her, put a button on it, keep us all in the dark. None of us need to know. All we know is that she's mad at Lisa and wants to know if she's justified, which my initial leaning is always, no, probably not. But, you know, so we'll see.
Here's the word that I think is our 2025, 2026 word, and it's transparency. So if we're going bro code on this, transparency, I think, is the way to go. So they need to know. Everybody needs to know.
Facts.
Yep.
Yeah.
Amen.
Wow. Just quick and to the point. You know what? I'm giving Andrew a round of applause too, because that was a hell of a phone call.
Hell yeah.
Nice job, brother. Seriously. Great job.
Thanks, Andrew.
Yeah, that's it. No, I'm right. Yeah, you got to tell. I am not a man. It's nuclear strike. But you know what? Sometimes you got to push the button.
Yep. Blow it up.
Like they're doing those commercials with that old school dance club song. Push that button. World. Push it with the crab walk. Never mind. Okay. That's just me.
I'm with you. I'll be over here. I'm with you. Is that
yeah, okay. I don't really know, but yeah.
My son loves that commercial.
Yeah, no, but yeah, Michaela, no, but.
Normal people, crazy lives.
It's my fave radio station.
The Chip Buchanan Show. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
I have so many questions, and I will begin with a statement on this. I am a believer in, and listen, we can disagree. We can disagree. My reasons are just like really upfront and really quick. I would love for us to spend money in this country and put armed security guards at every school. I'd love metal detectors, all that stuff. And I'd like for them to kind of crack down. And I know some people are not my kids, but that's just how I feel. And no big deal. Like I wouldn't argue with somebody about it. If they went, well, I don't want that. I'd be like, okay, fine. Mm-hmm. You don't have to. But so with that in mind, because I think it would stop things like what I'm about to tell you about, Michaela, I want you to know that my number one question is why do you do this? This gentleman named Kelvin Lubke, Lubke, Kelvin Lubke. He's 22 years old, enrolled at White Bear Lake Area High School in Minnesota using the fake name. Remember, he's 22 years old, using the fake name Kelvin C. Perry Jr., and attended classes for 19 days before being discovered as being mm-hmm. different name and 22.
Right.
He presented a foreign birth certificate listing his age as 18, though court records, and yes, he has one, show that he is 22. He enrolled as a homeless accompanied youth, which, by the way, is brilliant because, and here's why. He enrolled as a homeless accompanied youth because by federal law, it requires schools to immediately accept them without academic records or proof of residency, because in many cases, they don't have it.
Mm-hmm.
And he knew that. He says, oh yeah, it's a misunderstanding. I had a different birth certificate on my other thing in Africa. Okay.
Yeah.
The superintendent confirmed that this dude even tried out for the football team. This is not the first time he's done this. He went to Forest Lake Area School District from January 2022 to 2023, but did not graduate. So that would put him, 18, 19? Students recognized him from a booking photo. So you know what they were doing? They're scoping out the new kid. They're scoping out how do they come up with his booking photo? I don't know. But no current charges, but police are investigating. Help me understand. Is this a play? The only thing that makes any sense to me at all, okay, maybe he wants an education. Maybe, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Or is this 22-year-old dude enrolling in high school and trying out for the football team to get high school girls? What's he doing?
I don't know. My brain literally went to Never Been Kissed, starring Drew Barrymore when she goes back to high school. And then
I know the movie, but I don't know the movie.
Mm-hmm. She goes because she's a reporter, so she wants to report on high school kids, but then she ends up reliving her high school because she was bullied originally, but then this time she's cool. I'm so sorry. I blacked out. That's where I went. My brain.
No,
and I
it makes sense.
Thinking about it because the outfit choices were great in that movie. Okay, so this guy. I'm sorry, you guys. I was thinking about Jessica Alba and how hot she looked too in that movie. I don't know where I went.
Jessica Alba's in that movie?
Yes.
With great outfit choices?
Yes.
Hold on a second. I must reevaluate.
I think he's. I went to
21 Jump Street.
Oh, also a good movie.
And whatever else that other thing with that was, hello, fellow students.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The morning show is better than coffee.
They're the best in the morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
98.5 KLUC. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Right about 9 o'clock on Thursday morning, the 9th day of October, 2025. She is Michaela Gordon. He is Adrian Hernandez. You're a fighting, scrapping, about to be a dynasty Las Vegas Aces, up 3-0 over Phoenix in the WNBA Finals. Crazy win. Best player on the planet. Period. Asia Wilson sinks the game winner with less than a second on the clock. Phoenix can't tie with the last second shot. Game four to wrap up another title. 3 in 4 years. They get their first shot at it Friday at 5. So it's bittersweet. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you want to win the title and do you want to win it now? Hell yeah, you do.
Yeah.
But if they don't win Friday, they get a shot to win it at home in Michelob Ultra Arena, which has never happened. And my God, what a great thing. Even just thinking about it, I get a lump in my throat.
Yeah. Listen, I bet you do. I'm really proud of you and excited for you too.
As the public address announcer?
Yes.
It's fun.
That's been with them from day one and watched all of this growth happen and watched those seats get filled every season. Yes.
Yeah. No, and thank you for that. That's it's personal.
I do. I think about that every time I think of you when I see the Aces.
Oh man. But if they wrap it up on Friday, then I can do NASCAR on Sunday. And Glenn Powell's going to be there and I'll get to take a picture with him. You know, and that just gave me chills on the back of my spine, which I don't know if there's feelings that I'm repressing right now that I'm not aware of or what's going on, but
no, you're allowed to have a man crush as a straight man. That's okay.
Yeah, no, it's true. And I've done it many times and I've admitted it openly and it's no big deal. Like I would never do anything about it. Ew, gross. The idea of kissing another man.
Tomorrow is National Coming Out Day, if you want my support. Yeah, I'm kidding.
What did you say? Wait, what did you say?
No, I'm kidding. Coming Out Day. I'm kidding.
That's right.
I love you. I'm kidding.
I'm raising my coffee mug those who celebrate now.
You do. You show the support and love.
VGK, it's going to be a great year. Pavel Dorofeev gets the hat trick. Opening night, losing a shootout to the dirty, stinky, disgusting LA Kings. I can't stand them. But you know, whatever, there's 81 more games. So, you know, maybe you go 81-1. I still think it's either going to be, VGK, Dallas, Colorado, and in the East, Tampa, Carolina, maybe Florida, but I don't think so. You know, and that's it. Last night didn't go the way we hoped it would, but whatever.
It's okay. Doesn't matter.
And again, did I mention that it's almost Friday? Thank you for listening to the Jet Buchanan Show.
Wake up, get up, take me everywhere you go.
The Jet Buchanan Show. Listen live on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app and listen anywhere.
Where in the world are we at in this country? What is going on?
This could go so many ways. Tell me.
And I'm shocked that I didn't, because, you know, I watch the news and I read stuff, you know. A civilian employee of the Department of the Navy has been charged with making a false active shooter report, forced the lockdown of a base in New Jersey. This woman, Malika Brittingham, texted somebody about 10 a.m. Tuesday last week,
claiming that she heard several gunshots and was hiding with her colleagues. Well, they showed up and found no evidence of it, right?
Yeah.
And she goes, yeah. An admitted fabric. See, I don't know if this is like disgusting or really sad or both.
Okay, tell me.
She admitted fabricating the story because she wanted a trauma bond with her coworkers.
Okay.
But you can't do that.
That's sick.
It totally is. But it's also really, really sad.
Listen, I understand. Oh, my God. I can't find
Say okay.
I guess that's how
I'm with you. In my head, I was with you. I'm like, okay.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
More you know before we go. Wow, the average weight for males in the United States, age 20 and older. I think this is great for guys. I think it's hard for guys. I think it's good for women. Tell me what you weigh. The average weight, for males in the U.S., age 20 and over. Just shy of 200 pounds, 199.8.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it reminds me of that TikTok song, I need a big boy, I need a big boy. The girls are like, yeah, okay, good.
Yeah, and for a long, long time, I was more than that.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I feel like I don't remember that. I'm
just now. Just now, I was trying to get to 195 by today, and I think I'm a pound short.
Okay, that counts.
But I haven't been this is the lightest I've been since before I got married. On my wedding day, I was 190. The day before I got married, I was 199.8. And then the day I got married, I was 201. And I'm like 196 right now.
That's so crazy. Women always think about this stuff. I forget men do too.
Average weight for females, 170.8 pounds. You're doing better than you thought.
Yeah.
You're doing better than you thought. The most common sentence in the Harry Potter books is nothing happened.
Oh. Nothing happened.
I assume that's spells.
Yeah.
And whatnot. The most common sentence in the Twilight books is I sighed.
Oh, God.
And wrap your head around this. In the movie The Mask, you imagine it? Yeah, Cameron Diaz, Jim Carrey.
And how hot was Cameron Diaz, the most beautiful woman in the world?
That role almost went to Anna Nicole Smith.
No.
I can't.
Give me goosebumps.
Yeah, weird.
Yeah, no, it's Cameron forever.
Weird. Similar hotness, not the same acting chops.
Exactly.
And not the, so I don't think it would have been as hot. Does that make sense?
Right. Mm-hmm.
All right, let's get out
Funny.
Of here. It's almost... Dang it. Is it almost Friday? How amazing. And it's hockey season. And the Aces in the finals. Oh, my God. And everything's so good. Life is so good right now. Things have cooled off a little bit. Although, maybe monsoon's coming tomorrow, but whatever.
Who cares?
Tell somebody you love them today that you haven't told in a while because you may not get that chance anytime soon. Make sure you tell somebody they're doing good because it really... Somebody yesterday said, hey, man, great show today. I love you. Jay, it was Jay Stu. Which, and honest to God, it was the greatest a couple days ago.
Love it.
Follow us on social at 985KLUC. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN. Adrian!
Yes, sir. You can find me on Instagram and TikTok at Heavyweight Radio. Brand new episode of Unlikely with Adrian Hernandez with the return of WWE Hall of Famer Rey Mysterio is available for you. Just go on YouTube, Unlikely with Adrian Hernandez, or listen wherever you get your podcasts.
And Michaela Gordon.
Follow me at Michaela Gordon, M-I-K-A-L-A-H, and I will be at Fontainebleau.
Chet Buchanan Show brought to you by WSS. Look your best with 30% off select Adidas footwear. Buy one, get one 50% off WSS athletic fleece, hoodies, and pants.
That's it.
We love you. God bless you. Know this. Great things are just about to happen. And believe this. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.